Hello, hello.
Hello, Minelli. This is Mihaela from Antenna Zagreb Radio.
Hey.
Hello, how are you? Before we start with this formal part.
I'm fine. At home right now.
Oh, you're at home.
Go to the studio, yes.
Okay. Can we start immediately?
Yes.
Are you in a good mood?
Yes, for sure.
Are you preparing something today in the studio? Maybe.
Yes, I was yesterday at a studio too, and I'm working on my album.
Oh, you're working on your album. I was about to ask you, are you going to release some albums? It was part of one of my questions because you had so many hits.
I'm going to release one.
Oh, okay. do you know when? When can we expect it?
In October.
October, and the name, maybe?
I cannot tell you the name.
Okay.
But we have some options.
You have some options.
Right now.
Okay.
Yes.
And how many songs will be on the album?
I think like 14.
Okay.
Songs.
And will it feature new songs or will it be a new song plus Ram Pam Pam, Nothing Hurts?
It's going to be an album full of new songs.
Oh.
And the album will include the Deep Sea single.
Oh, the one
with
that
Rehab,
you just released. Yes.
We play
it on our radio station. It was part of our new song releases. We have this thing.
Oh, I'm so happy. Happy to hear that.
Well, first... Okay, we already did this album part, but first I want to go back on the beginning. Your artist name is Minelli, but your real name is Luisa. How did you come up with Minelli?
Yes, my real name is Luisa, actually.
Oh, sorry for the pronunciation.
Yeah, it's okay. And back in the days, I had a girl group, and my name was Lisa then.
Okay.
And I was thinking like, okay, if I want to release something on my own, if I want to have my own project, I want to change my name. Just because it felt for me that Lisa is too basic. And that's how I wanted to change my name. And I was Liza Minelli. And when I remembered that name, Minelli, I was like, yes, this is it.
Yes.
So that's why I have this name. Right now.
It's a very cool name. Is Liza Minnelli one of your music inspirations, maybe?
Actually, no, even though she's a legend. But I love the name, so
no,
I think it suits me. So
I understand.
That's why.
it's a very cool name. First, let me, of course, congratulate on the huge breakthrough you made with your song Ram Pam Pam.
Yes,
we play it all the time.
You.
It was one of my favorites, I gotta say.
Thank you.
What is behind the song? Is there some sort of inspiration? If I understood the song right, it talks about some sort of betrayal.
Yes, it's about betrayal and it's about love. And actually it's not inspired by my life because I have that question a lot. Every time when I write, I find inspiration, I don't know, in others people's stories. And that's what I did with this one.
Oh.
We got to the studio, we had an idea, and I had this idea with Ram Pam Pam. We had the beat, Vicky Red had the beat, and that's how the Ram Pam Pam song came out.
Are you telling me that the Ram Pam Pam song came out of a beat?
Actually, we had the instrumental part, and Vicky told me, like, okay, we can start the session, but first, let me show you a beat that I have. And I was like, okay, show it to me, and if we have something on it, we will work on it. And actually, that beat inspired me a lot, and that's why we wrote Ram Pam Pam.
Oh,
I had
an
idea with Ram Pam Pam, yes. And then I wrote the melody, the lyrics, and we had a song.
Oh my God, I congratulate on that. I mean...
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up with the song because of the beat, that's a very tough
job.
Yeah,
but sometimes it starts like that we start from a sketch, or we have some sounds that inspire us, or we have the instrumental, or maybe I have the idea mm-hmm. with the melody and the lyrics. So it depends. Every time is different.
I understand. And the inspiration for the betrayal part, was it just because of the beat, or was that one of someone's stories you heard, so you put it into lyrics when you heard the beat?
Actually, I had that idea with Ram Pam Pam, and I was thinking like, okay, what is this Ram Pam Pam? It's a sound. And for me, it was the sound of a shotgun. Mm-hmm. But actually, it was hard for me to sing something about a shotgun. And I came out with the idea that maybe we can use this on a betrayal song. Like, you shot me so damn well, Ram Pam Pam, you've hurt me so bad.
Yes, it's about cheating. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. And I was thinking, like, everybody goes through this.
Yes.
Maybe one time in life. So that maybe that's why the people are relating with the song so much.
Yes. I'm sorry, a little personal question, but did anyone ever cheat on you, perhaps? Did you maybe pull a little bit from your pain?
Actually, no. I had a bad experience when I was 16, but that was the years back. But I don't know. I love to inspire myself from other people's stories.
Yes, that's very nice. Sometimes we can more understand other people's pain than we can our own. So it's kind of easier to put comfort into someone else than it is into yourself.
Yeah. And it's cool for me because I can translate it, if I can say like that, in a song.
Yes, of course. And how was it for you when you first heard your song playing on the radio?
Ah, it was amazing. It's like, it's such an overwhelming feeling when you start to see that the song is growing and growing and growing, and to see that, I don't know, a lot of people from different countries, different cultures relate with it. I was very, very happy. And I'm glad that still right now, Ram Pam Pam, it's still a hit.
Yes,
and
it
it's
is.
Crazy. It's like 1 year and a half old. So I'm happy to see that Ram Pam Pam is still
And
there.
What's better, to hear your song playing on the radio, or to hear audience knowing the lyrics to your song? What's a better feeling, if you could even compare that to?
Yeah. I don't know if I compare that, because if the song is not played on the radio, then the people cannot sing the whole song, you know, because the media is the best way to launch a song. So I'm very happy to see, actually, in my concerts, I'm very happy to see that the people know the whole song and they are singing with me. And that's amazing.
Yes, I was doing the radio live, and we just played and I was thinking, okay, I gotta prepare for this interview. I'm about to interview the woman that I'm playing the song right now on the radio. So it's very popular here in Croatia also. We play a lot of your song, like I said, Nothing Hurts, Heart Instructions. We played the one with the Rehab now. You're coming on strong. And are you planning
going
globally?
I'm very glad to hear that. Yes, when I started with my solo career, I wanted to have that, to be an international artist. Mm-hmm. And I've worked a lot, and now I'm very happy that it's happening.
And would you ever release some sort of a song on Romanian, perhaps, because you're from Romania?
Yeah, I have released some songs in Romanian. And maybe, yes, I have two options in Romanian that I'm thinking of. But maybe, we will see, I don't know. Right now, I'm concentrating on finishing the album.
Okay. And I asked you about Liza Minnelli. You said she's not one of your musical inspirations, but who is? Who do you look up to in the music world? You are specific, though. You have a specific songs, specific topics, but is there someone who's maybe your inspiration, who you look up to?
When I started writing, I was into Aretha Franklin, Frank Sinatra. I love mm-hmm. I love his voice. More jazzy stuff.
Oh.
But I figured out, yes, I figured out that it's kind of hard to play, I don't know, a jazz song for, I don't know, for a lot of people, just because it's not that easy.
Yes.
And now I try to, I don't know, to combine maybe, to have some melodies inspired from that kind of music in my songs, in my dance songs.
Yes, jazz is perhaps a tough genre. It's not so popular.
It's not so so popular, yes.
And
that's why I switched, and because I like this dance, how can I say?
Yes, it's some sort of a dance style, but the words and the lyrics are pretty, I'd say, serious. When you when you hear rum pum pum, it makes you dance. But when you listen really closely, it's tough lyrics.
So you figured out.
Yes, badass
that's
lyrics.
Nice, 'cause I love to. Yes, I love to combine like a story, like a powerful story with a dance beat. I feel like it's the best combination for me.
Is that the combination, since you have so many hits, is that a is that combination the secret to making a hit in the music? What would you say?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the secret. I love doing that, so that's why I'm doing it. And actually, I don't know. I have the music that I love, that I listen, and I try to combine, I don't know, the funk, maybe the jazz kind of music with this music right now, with this dance tracks. Maybe, I don't know, I cannot tell what the secret is, but maybe.
You don't know, but it goes with you. The hits find you.
Thank you.
I already said about the rum pum pum. It's about betrayal, and in one of your also latest songs, "Nothing Hurts," there's a lyric, "Nothing hurts like you do." Perhaps, if I can ask, is it about someone who hurt you? Who hurt you the most?
I told you that I inspire myself from different stories, I don't know, from different people. So I cannot say if that somebody hurt me so bad, and that's why I wrote that song.
Okay. And
I didn't have many dramas in my life, actually.
Well, that's a very
but
nice
I can
life.
Yeah. But I can relate with others' people's stories, so that's the most important thing.
When I say that's a nice life, I mean it in the most wonderful way I can say. I hope nobody hurts you. I hope nobody hurts you and everything goes well. We were also seen on Instagram that you have two kids. We're not going to pride too much into your private life. We see you keep it a little bit of a secret. But how is it to be a musician and a parent at the same time? Is it tough? How does your day look?
I have two kids. You can say that it's not a problem, but I've always wanted, like my music to come up in front, and, I want the people to be focused on my music. And that's why it's not like I'm keeping a secret or something.
Yes, you want to be known for your music, not your private life. I understand
Because I'm an artist, and that's very important to me. Like the people to know my music first. It's kind of hard to combine the both of them, but I take some free time and spend with the kids because that's the most important thing.
Okay, so kids come first, music comes
Yes. Yeah.
Second,
even though music is very important for me, I find time for my kids. It's like the most important thing in my life.
Of course, of course. And when you say hard, is it hard because of the schedule or?
Yes, yeah. Because of the schedule and because every time I have to find, to have an option, I don't know, to find some activities, to find some free time, to do activities with them. It's kind of hard, but I think I can combine them right now. I don't know.
I've got to ask, because you spend the time with your kids, you spend a lot of time in the studio. You look amazing.
Yes.
Is work the secret behind your look, or is it exercise, food, running with your children? What is it?
running with my children. No, actually, I'm going at the gym frequently. I have a coach. Florin Kushba, and he tries to to control me with everything, with the food, because it's kind of hard with the food. I have to recognize that. But I exercise a lot. So
are you
I think
a foodie a bit, or is it because you don't have time to prepare food?
I love to cheat sometimes time to time. Because I love chocolate and things like that.
Is chocolate your favorite cheat meal?
It's and mine everything too. With chocolate.
I understand you. A cookie with fruit is not a cookie if it doesn't have chocolate. Chocolate is everything.
Yeah, just a little bit of chocolate, yes. And that's why I exercise more and I try to have a healthy life.
I understand. You're a songwriter and a singer.
Yes.
If I could make you choose one between the both, what would it be?
I don't know. It's very hard because, you know, when you're on the stage, it's like, it's amazing, that feeling you get.
I know.
But in the same time, in the studio, I don't know, I feel free. I feel inspired. It's kind of hard. Maybe when I'll be older, I'll be just a songwriter.
Okay.
But right now, it's kind of hard for me to choose one of them.
I understand. You're now enjoying the audience. You're enjoying the singing. And have you ever been to Croatia?
No, actually no. And I'm very happy that the songs are playing there too. Because maybe I'll come, to sing for my audience.
I hope
Croatia.
We'll see you, and maybe you'll try some local food. It's also nice to have a vacation, but be sure we'll bring you some Croatian candy. But I'm afraid you'll fall in love and you won't go back to Romania.
I've heard that Croatia is beautiful.
Yes.
So I cannot wait to be there.
I hope we'll see you soon. Thank you for this interview. I hope I didn't take a lot of your time. I wanted to get a little bit of everything from you. So
and don't forget about the new song, the Deep Sea song with Rehab.
We won't. Do
listen to it. Enjoy it.
We're already playing it here on Antenna. Like I said, we have this thing where we play new songs and... It was already, and now it's on the playlist. We played first time like a premiere, and then we added to playlist. So I hope we'll hear you sing it, live.
For sure.
If I
hope so,
I have an idea. If I can just bug you a little bit, would you maybe? I'm sorry. Would you maybe sing a little bit of this song, like
Did
now?
He?
Yes.
Okay. Close your eyes, open up your mind, and then follow me, deep sea. You will see I'm right. Open up your mind, and then follow me, deep sea. Da 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 da.
Oh my God.
Da, 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 da.
How can you be this amazing in the moment?
thank you. I don't know. I'm doing this for like so many years.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Once again, thank you for the interview. I hope
thank
we'll
you.
See
thank
you
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
Good luck on your new album, even though you don't want to tell me what the names will be.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Okay, we'll follow you on Instagram. We'll keep track of you.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck in the studio. Hope to hear and see you soon.
Thank you so much. Kisses and hugs.
Bye,
and see you
Nelly.
Very soon. Bye.
Thank you.